The fatal day is come at last of sorrow, grief, and shame, which will the fading glory blast of Whitney now by name. My wicked life has been the cause of this sad destiny. For since I broke the nation's laws, 'tis just that I should die. Here to the world I freely leave these lines, my last farewell. And though I do not seem to grieve, yet conscience like a hell does rack and fill my soul with dread, and does against me cry. The wicked life which I have led makes me afraid to die. The dreadful oaths which I have swore comes fresh into my mind. When the great God I can before, shall I a pardon find? Who did for sad damnation call, when in my villainy I under his displeasure fall, which makes me fear to die? 'Tis true, a cheerful countenance I seemingly do bear, but now my most unhappy chance drives me unto despair. Where conscience clear, what would I give all that I have for why? The thoughts of how I here did live makes me afraid to die. I robbed the roads both night and day, young harlots to maintain. From honest men I took away and gave it gills again. Whom I loved better than a wife, I cannot this deny. Yet this perfidious wretched life makes me afraid to die. With loaded pistol in my hand, myself among the rest, would force the travelers to stand with pistols at their breast, their purses to give up with speed, or soon the shot should fly. To think of which my heart doth bleed, I am afraid to die. What though I suffer on a tree, it is not that I fear. But oh, what will become of me if God should be severe? To me who all my days have spent with thieves continually, and ne'er did in the least repent, therefore I fear to die. My brother Holland and the rest are gone 5 days before. While I in sorrow am oppressed, my heart is grieved sore. This seems a second death to me, and I in sorrow cry, and hope you all will pity me, who now at last must die. I sigh at my sad destiny, my very heart does bleed. Alas, why did they flatter me with hopes of being freed? Why did they bring me a reprieve? Oh, tell me why. Yet I at last the world must leave and be compelled to die. Farewell, thou world, I must embrace the bitter pangs of death, and here in shame and sad disgrace surrender up my breath, for which this day I hither came, so sad's my destiny. And though I startle at the same, 'tis just that I should die.